Would you like to know more about the heart of Jesus? If so, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Kingdom Come podcast from the Thames Valley Churches of Christ. For 2 months, we're diving deep into the Sermon on the Mount, the Gospel of Matthew, chapters 5, 6, and 7. And these podcasts are designed to help us take these amazing words of Jesus and apply them to our devotional life. Now, on to today's scripture. Matthew 5, verse 13. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything, except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. Jesus has been talking in the previous verses about the impact of his followers in the context of persecution, but now he turns to, if you like, witness more explicitly. As someone said, these kingdom norms that we've just been reading about in the Beatitudes, diligently practiced, if they are diligently practiced in a sinful world, constitute a major aspect of Christian witness, and that witness gives rise to persecution. And then there is a tendency, or at least a fear, or a temptation to pull back. But Jesus says, no, you've got to be the salt. You must be the salt. Salt is a preservative. It's a flavor enhancer. It was added to Jewish sacrifices back in those days. So what's going on? In a sense, Jesus is saying that, well, if you're not around, the world is going to get even more rotten. The world is putrefying and it cannot stop itself from going bad. You have the opportunity to make things better. As someone said about this passage, there should be a flavor of Christlikeness, a sparkle of joy and unselfishness about followers of Jesus that is immensely attractive. Perhaps that's something to pray about today in your devotional time with God, is to ask him to help you to be salt. That might mean being an irritant, but it might also mean giving flavor to this life and to the lives of the people around you. As you bring God's joy to them, they will see how life could be lived to the full. Let's pray about that today. You are the salt of the earth. We hope you found today's reflection helpful. If you have any questions or suggestions, please contact me on malcolm@malcolmcox.org. Until the next time, let's pray. As Jesus taught us, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Take care. God bless.